There's a documentary film in production. It's going to explore the life of Buster Keaton, his early life, right here in Muskegon. Thanks to Clear Vision Films, let's talk about this adventure and when we can buy our ultimate ticket. Ron Pesch, Muskegon historian, much responsible for this work. Good morning to you, Ron.
Good.
Good that you are here. Jim Schaub, Grand Valley State University part-time faculty. You must have an interest in Buster Keaton to boot.
I do as well. I grew up in Muskegon, and I remember hearing stories about him, so yeah.
Great. What are you teaching at Grand Valley?
I teach the Digital Media Lab, which is editing and special effects.
Yes. So. Are you busy? Are students wanting to major in this field?
Oh, they love the effects, so it's easy to get them interested in that. So.
Not a bad profession to choose. Ron, tell me more about you, please.
Well, I was born and raised in Muskegon as well. I'm a Muskegon High School graduate. Really an IT guy is my background, but I've always found a love for local history, and this is one of those stories that's part of that West Michigan history that is so interesting.
All right, who wants to tell me about Buster Keaton?
Go ahead.
Well, I can certainly touch on him. He's a contemporary of Charlie Chaplin back in the silent era. Was one of the big three along with Harold Lloyd and silent comedies from that time. He was really known as the great stone face, that look on his face as he conveyed emotion, really using his eyes more than anything else. But he literally was one of the most famous faces in the world back in the 1920s.
Very cool. And your addition to this, if you would, Jim?
Well, I was approached by some people with this idea, and at first I thought, you know, a lot of documentaries have been done on Buster, and what makes this one different? So meeting with Ron and Larry Halverson in Grand Haven, who says hi, by the way.
Larry.
And some other people that we started hashing out the ideas. And when I started hearing about the stories of Buster and Muskegon and how he was a vaudeville star at the age of five, and he was kind of the star of the family show, and that really intrigued me. And I thought, wow, these are really great stories that need to be told.
If I may add to that in detail, he spent the summers of his formative years, as you're mentioning, 1908 to 1916, where he grew up in the Bluffton neighborhood of Muskegon, the Actors Colony, and you've got a book there.
Yeah, there's an artist, Matt Phelan, who wrote a graphic novel called Bluffton, and he basically concentrated on Buster's time in Muskegon as a kid, and he's collaborating with us on this project, so he's going to let us use his images, and we're going to interview him as well, because he's a big Buster fan too. So
Ron, Buster Keaton Home began pre-production over a year ago. Tell me more about your plan.
Well, the plan is to tell the story. Everybody knows the tale via documentary and else other productions about his time in Hollywood, but this is really about the time before he hit Hollywood. He became famous as a vaudevillian, as Jim mentioned, summered in Muskegon back in the time frame when air conditioning wasn't common in theaters, so they needed a place to go, and he got to be a kid there. During his time, the family act still continued on the road, but then ultimately broke up when Buster went off to New York and met Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle and became a movie star. And so our story really is aimed at telling that time before he hit the big screen.
The some of your participants in the filming, I know you just had the 23rd annual Buster Keaton Convention. What was that like, Jim?
Well, it's a convention that's been in Muskegon for 23 years, and they chose Muskegon as the place because Buster considered it home, and he really loved it and was quoted many times throughout his life as saying that was his favorite place on earth. So the convention comes there, and it brings people from all over the world, lots of famous authors and experts, and they all come to Muskegon to kind of hang out together and talk about Buster. So it's a great opportunity because they come to us. You know, we don't have to fly out to see them, so.
This year we had 115 people come in from all over the globe, folks from Spain, the UK. We had a gal here from Germany, up in Canada, and then 26 states from around the U.S. came to really just remember his time in Muskegon and discuss his legacy.
Tell me about what you've brought in here, this Muskegon, Michigan Actors Colony at Bluffton.
Yeah, it's a booklet that I worked on way back when the event first came to town in 1995. And this is really the third release of that, greatly improved from the other versions. But it really tells the story of the Actors Colony and all the vaudevillians. They say at the time, during its peak, 200 vaudevillians would come to Muskegon to rest for the summer, and these guys had a blast. They were buying boats, they were swimming, they were fishing, they were practicing acts for the coming season. Really an interesting time.
You dedicate a whole page to, I mean, the Keaton family?
Correct.
Was the whole,
yeah.
It was very vaudevillish, correct?
Yeah, they were known as the three Keatons on the vaudeville stage, expanded to the four Keatons and five Keatons when two other kids came along. But really, the focus of the act were the three, Joe Keaton, Buster's father, his mother Myra, and they were called a knockabout act, rough housing on stage, and were known across the U.S. For their antics on stage as Buster's father lectured to the audience on the best way to raise a kid, while Buster acted up behind him.
It's a visual. We're talking about a film in progress, a documentary film in production exploring Buster Keaton's early life right here in Muskegon, thanks to the work by you, Jim Schaub, and Ron Pesch. And my notes also tell me there's been a lot of nautical history in Keaton's background or pulled from our area.
Yeah, water played a big part of his films as well as his early life. He loved fishing, he loved swimming and boating, and we have on the cover of our website, BusterKeatonHome.com, is a photo of Buster sitting on a boat named The Buster, and he's a teenager, but he was, like we said before, he was the star of the show, so he was famous even when he was a kid, and I like to tell people he was one of the first child stars, but yeah, water played a big part, and you'll see it in his films as well. So.
Yeah, certainly you would see that because Muskegon, of course, is located right on Lake Michigan and, of course, has the big Muskegon Lake right behind it. So,
yes. Are there any, Keatons that are alive?
As a matter of fact, the convention that just happened this past weekend included visits to Muskegon by Buster's granddaughter, Melissa Talmadge Cox, and his daughter-in-law, Barb Talmadge. And they're regular visitors to town back in the day. Buster was married three times during his life, and his third wife was still around back when we started the convention back in 1995. She came to visit on three occasions, so they're very aware of the event, and we've had cousins and nephews have arrived, a guy named Harry Keaton, who was Buster's brother Jingles Keaton's son, was in attendance again this year. So, yeah, it's
and we interviewed,
great ties.
We interviewed Melissa and Barb, yes, while they were in town. So
again,
yeah,
kudos to you, and again, in town for the convention, which I understand was the highlight, the 100th anniversary of Keaton's entry into film. So there was a big...
Correct. In 1917, the Family Act broke up, and Buster himself, now age 21, ventured off to New York to work on the stages in New York. But a chance meeting with a gentleman on the street led him to a chance to meet Roscoe Arbuckle, and a chance to join a production that was being filmed at the time called The Butcher Boy. And in 1917, because of Keaton's appearance, he broke into film, and that marks the 100th year of his entry into film this year.
Oh, very cool. What? Tell me more about the production journey then, Buster Keaton Home. When do we get to see your labor of love?
Well, we're raising money and making it as we go, so we're still in need of support. But the goal is to finish it by the late fall of 2018. But like I said, there's a lot of work to do between now and then and a lot of money to raise. So if people want to help us, they, you know, go to our website and we'll appreciate any bit of help we can get. So,
Will this premiere here in Muskegon? Do you anticipate that?
Well, we're shooting for some big festivals, and a lot of them require you to premiere it at their festivals. So it depends on how well that goes. I also want to give a shout out to our sponsors. The Community Foundation for Muskegon County is helping us out, as well as the Lakeshore Museum Center is the main sponsor. We've gotten support from Nichols Paper, as well as Jan and Chris Dewar, and a lot of other local people. So we appreciate all the help we can get. So.
The overall question, Ron, why is this important to do?
Well, as I've said many times, there's amazing stories that have come out of West Michigan, and this is one that is really rather unique, to have an individual who was born on the road while his parents were performing in vaudeville. He was born in Pickwick, Kansas. But because of that, he really never had a home until he met Muskegon. And for the rest of his life, he always referred to the great times that he had in what he considered his hometown. To me, that's absolutely amazing. As a kid, I was told that there was a silent film comedian that spent his summers down there. Initially, somebody told me it was Charlie Chaplin, and I was rather amazed. Chaplin lived down, and it turned out it was actually Keaton. His story is really incredible. It's a tale of a child star who ends up performing not only in vaudeville, but in silent movies, sound movies. Mm-hmm. He ends up back on the stage. He performed in television. He's very, very unique in that sense. And he's tied to this little actors colony that existed down there along the waterfront. It's really stunning to think about that. And of course, Muskegon claimed him as their own, Muskegon's own movie star. And I find that an amazing story to relay today.
Awesome. All right, one more time. How to find out more information, please.
www.BusterKeatonHome.com. And if you can click on that donate tab and throw us a little change, that would be great.
Great. Thanks, Buster Keaton Home. It's a documentary on the early life of Buster Keaton. Thanks to your work, Ron Pesch, Jim Shaw, Larry Halverson, and more. Thanks, guys.